The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. Makers of Johnson's Wax Products for Home and Industry present Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Gene Carroll, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The script is by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie. Music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. Say, I received a swell letter the other day from Ohio. A woman wrote, "I am the wife of a grocer who, of course, always keeps some kind of floor polish on his shelves. I've been using whatever I found in stock. However, we're great Fibber McGee fans, and I've always been impressed with Mr. Wilcox's praise of Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. I tried it, and I can truthfully say I was amazed. It lasts longer. In fact, easily twice as long as any of the others. And glow coat gives a hard, glossy polish that I've never been able to get before." Well, now, that's pretty nice praise, coming from a grocer's wife with several floor polishes to choose from. There's only one thing I'd like to add. To give your kitchen linoleum and other floors this really bright wax polish, you simply apply Glow Coat and let it dry. There's no rubbing or buffing. Glow Coat shines as it dries. Try it. Ask for Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat, the floor finish with the brighter shine. Mrs. McGee of 79 Westville Vista is a difficult person to baffle. But she is now up against a phenomenon which is new in her experience. Her husband is being energetic. He's being ambitious. He's being vital, dynamic, and a trifle obnoxious. For further details, listen to Fibber McGee and Molly.
How's the Davenport look over here, kiddo? Or do you think it looks better over here? No, I think it looks better over there. Now, let me see. If I put the piano over here, it's a better balance for the desk over there. Or is it? Nope, I don't. You just say where you want this stuff moved to, Snooky. Hey, maybe if I tore out the south wall here, I could extend the dining room into the... Wait till I get my tool chest. I'll have
now, it. McGee, whoa. Stop it. Sit down, relax.
What's the matter? Can a man exert himself a little around his own house? My gosh, I've cleaned out the garage already this morning. I've switched the tires on the car. I painted the back fence. And I nailed that window that's always rattled every time the wind blows till you can't hear yourself think shut. So what's the difference if I...
Now, McGee, please. Sit down a minute.
I can't sit down. I'm too restless. I got too much energy.
Can this be the same lad who put salt on his cornflakes yesterday because the sugar bowl was too heavy?
That's all behind us now, Trixie. Now I'm full of pep. I got vitality. I got drive. Why, I got so much energy, I'm scared to cross my legs for fear of throwing my hips out of joint.
McGee, what is this all about? What's happened?
I read a book, that's all. I read a book that's changed the whole course of my life. I discovered the secret of physical energy.
Well, for goodness sakes, keep it a secret.
Huh?
If everybody in this world starts jumping around like you've been, I'm going somewhere else. What is this book?
Look, right here. I bought it for $1 from a guy in a doorway next to the Elks Club. The name of it is Man's Untapped Energy. Why? If I'd read this thing 30 years ago, who knows what I might have been today?
Who knows what your eyes it is? What's the secret?
4 hours sleep a night, that's all.
4 hours?
Yep, 4 hours. 4 hours sleep is plenty to recharge the human dynamo. Too much sleep and you're overcharged.
$1 for that book and you were overcharged.
Yeah, but look at me. I slept just 4 hours last night and I got so much pep today I can't hold myself down. I'm leaping. Whoop. Hey, get your hat and I'll race you down to the drugstore.
I got a better idea. Let's turn somersaults out to Dugan's Lake and back.
Great. I'll give you 3 blocks head start because you're a woman and the first one that passes the post office can stop in...
Oh, heavenly days, please.
Huh?
Look, McGee, in the first place, you're a little...
Come in.
Hello, Dr. Gamble. Nice to see you.
Hello, my dear. And what are you waving your arms around for, muscle-bound? Breaking in some new sleeve garters?
Just working off a little excess energy, Docie. If all your patients had as much pep as I got, you'd have to tear up your license and start making an honest living.
He's been like this all day, Doctor, moving furniture, dashing in and out of doors, running up and down stairs.
Better calm down a little, goon boy, or you'll have a stable full of Charlie horses. resemblance between your muscles and a teabag full of mice is simply uncanny.
Go peddle that advice to the old folks, Lack-Lap. If everybody knew what I know, all you iodine artists would be sleeping in the park. And too long, too.
What do you mean, too long?
Tell the doctor your great discovery, dearie. He's entitled to know what's going to put him out of business.
Certainly. How much sleep you get per night, Fatso?
Well, that depends. If I tell my office nurse I'm going out of town, shut off my telephone, and plug the doorbell, I might get 8 hours. And someday I'm going to do it.
8 hours, and you pretend to be a doctor. Ha! Don't you realize that the human body only requires 4 hours sleep a night?
Who told you that, lard bucket? I'd like to send him something nice for Christmas. He's the physician's friend.
Well, he bought a book, Doctor, from a man in a doorway. It's rather a nice change than those 40-cent rayon neckties he's always coming home with.
You ever read a book called Man's Untapped Energies, Mr. Gamble?
Mr. Gamble?
Yeah. You might as well get used to being called Mr. When people discover this book, the medical profession is a dead geese.
My boy, I think you've got something.
Oh, I don't... You do?
Yes. You have a chronic case of Fantastica stupidaria.
Is it serious, Doctor?
Oh, no. Lots of people go through life with it. Look, Dr. McGee.
Yes, my boy.
This is a very interesting theory of yours. 4 hours sleep a night.
Yep.
I want to read that book very carefully. Bring it with you to the hospital.
I'm not going to the hospital.
That's what you think. Well, call me when he falls on his face, Molly. Good day, both of you.
No, Doctor, not through that door. That's the hall closet.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Molly. I straightened out the hall closet this morning, too.
Billy Mills and the orchestra and the Maple Leaf Rag. Thank you. right. Thank you. right. Be
Free flag.
right.
Johnson's Wax Products for Home and Industry, inviting you all to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. This is Chicago, WMAQ.